The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 19th, and today we're remembering America's first Black Secretary of State, Colin Powell, died from COVID-19 complications. Also, which states are now seeing another spike in COVID cases, and we'll explain qualified immunity and what the U.S. Supreme Court just decided about it. Plus, Apple unveiled its latest new tech, including updated AirPods, which highly anticipated movies will now be delayed. And the rapper formerly known as Kanye West has officially and legally changed his name. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Americans are paying tribute to a top soldier and diplomat this week. Colin Powell died of complications from COVID-19 at 84 years old after a long life of public service. Powell spent 35 years in the Army and rose to the rank of four-star general. He then became the first Black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the first Black Secretary of State. He worked under both Republican and Democratic presidents. Powell was fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but he was also dealing with serious underlying conditions. Powell had multiple myeloma, which is a form of blood cancer that can weaken the immune system. He had other health issues in the past, too. When he was Secretary of State, Powell had to have surgery for prostate cancer. And more recently, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. American flags at all public properties will be flown at half staff all week to honor Powell, and messages of condolences will keep pouring in. Already, President Biden called Powell a, quote, dear friend and a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. And former President Bush also put out a statement saying Powell was highly respected at home and abroad, but that he was also a family man and friend. Colin Powell is survived by his wife, their three children, and many grandchildren. Well, as temperatures go down, the number of COVID-19 cases is going up in parts of the United States. Health experts warn this would likely happen since colder weather tends to bring people indoors where it's easier to catch the virus. And now some of the coldest states are seeing the biggest spike in infections. Alaska now has the highest number of new daily COVID-19 cases per capita. The next four states on that list are Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and Idaho. COVID-19 cases are also rising quickly in places like Vermont, New Hampshire, Colorado, Michigan, and Minnesota. Meanwhile, southern states that have been hotspots the last couple of months, like Georgia and Florida, are starting to see the number of cases go down. This is similar to what happened around this time last year. Northern states got the winter wave first. But the difference is, this time around, there are vaccines. So health experts say Americans could still prevent another huge spike by getting their shots and then boosters when they're eligible. Former President Trump is now suing the lawmakers investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. He's trying to keep them from getting the records they've requested. Now, remember, the House panel wants to see Trump's every movement and meeting from that day, as well as all communication between government agencies while Trump supporters were storming the Capitol. But the former president's legal team says handing those records over would go against executive privilege. And that's the idea the president can have secret conversations in certain circumstances. So the question here is, what is privileged information? And can a current president overrule a former president on that? President Biden has said he wants lawmakers to get the records. And a couple lawmakers on the panel responded to Trump by saying the law is on their side. But it's never fully been fought in court before. So this case could set the precedent. The U.S. Supreme Court is sticking with the pattern when it comes to police and excessive force. It said, once again, most officers cannot be sued. Justices issued two rulings for separate cases this week. One was a police officer out of California who was accused of using more force than was needed when handcuffing a man. The other case was over two officers who shot and killed a suspect in Oklahoma. Lower court said those officers could be sued for civil rights violations, but the high court disagreed, citing what's called qualified immunity. That's the rule that says law enforcement officers cannot be held liable unless another reasonable officer could see they acted illegally. The whole idea of qualified immunity has been the focus of police reform efforts lately. Some activists and Democratic lawmakers have suggested getting rid of it. They say it helps police officers get away with abusing their authority. But Republicans overwhelmingly support qualified immunity. They say police should not have to go through lawsuits every time they're faced with a tough call on the job, and that getting rid of it would make it impossible to recruit or keep good officers. Either way, for now, the Supreme Court's decision stands. And by the way, the Supreme Court could also weigh in on the controversial Texas abortion law soon. The Justice Department has now filed an emergency request asking the High Court to take this case, and specifically for justices to block the abortion ban while it gets sorted out in the lower courts. The Texas measure bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, which Texas officials say is necessary to protect the unborn. But the Biden administration says it goes against past Supreme Court rulings that have protected abortion rights for half a century. Justices could make a decision by the end of this week. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break now to thank our sponsor. Filling time between trick-or-treaters this year? You can easily shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Get free quotes while giving out free candy. And it may be just one of the easiest ways to knock something off your to-do list. Because if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, you want life insurance. And you can compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place with Policy Genius. And comparing is important. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Getting started is easy. First, head to policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle the paperwork and scheduling for free. Policy Genius does not add on extra fees. So head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. The Olympic flame is now lit and on its way to Beijing, China, where the 2022 Winter Games will begin in just over 100 days. The torch relay always begins at the birthplace of the ancient Olympics in southern Greece. The lighting ceremony actually uses the sun's rays in a concave mirror. And usually, a bunch of people turn out in person to watch it. But just like in March of last year for the Tokyo Olympics, the public was once again barred from attending because of concerns about COVID-19. The relay from Greece to China has also been shortened because of the pandemic. In fact, it'll be the first time in nearly four decades the flame has not been carried across Greece. Meanwhile, some people are upset the Olympics will be held in China at all, accusing the country of human rights abuses. A few protesters released a banner nearby the lighting ceremony that said, "No genocide games," and they called for an Olympic boycott. In a statement, the International Olympic Committee's president said the Olympic Games cannot address all of the world's challenges, but that it should instead help to build bridges. The 2022 Olympic Winter Games are set to start February 4th. One of the largest TV station operators in the U.S. was just hit by a cyber attack. Sinclair Broadcast Group operates dozens of local TV stations across the country, and it says some of its servers and workstations were encrypted with ransomware. Some local newscasts were directly affected. For example, one station in Toledo, Ohio, appeared to be off the air. Other stations went live without their typical graphics. Sinclair says it's still working to figure out what information was actually stolen, and it's taking steps to contain the breach. Remember, ransomware is malicious software that locks up computer networks until the victims pay a fee. And it's definitely not just Sinclair dealing with this. The Wall Street Journal cites the U.S. Treasury, saying the amount of suspected ransomware payments has gone way up this year. It's on pace to nearly double compared to last year's amount. And the actual number may even be higher. Top national security officials have warned about the growing problem, and the Biden White House has even launched a new task force to tackle it. The U.S. government urges companies to improve security to prevent these types of attacks, and if they do get hit, to avoid paying the ransoms. Well, here's more tech you may be wanting to add to your wish list. Apple just unveiled new headphones, speakers, laptops, and more. First up, the latest AirPods. Apple says the sound quality is better and they're more intuitive for music and phone calls. They cost $179. Next up, Apple introduced new models of its HomePod mini speakers. They come in different colors now, white, black, orange, yellow, and blue, and they'll go for about $100. Apple also revealed new MacBook Pro laptops. The one with a 14-inch display will start at $2,000. The 16-inch display will go for $2,500. Both of them will run on new chips, which Apple says will make them a lot faster than the older models. They will also have upgraded keyboards and more ports to attach external devices like an HDMI cord. Most of these new products will be available for pre-order starting next week. And by the way, Google is also about to announce some new products. It's launching new Pixel phones today. And rumors say they'll have updated cameras, improved batteries, and surprisingly affordable pricing. Google's launch event is happening at 10 a.m. Pacific. Well, we're going to have to wait a little longer to see some highly anticipated movies. Disney just pushed back several release dates. Like, the new Doctor Strange movie was supposed to come out in March of next year, but now it's coming out in May. The latest Thor movie got pushed from May to July, and the Black Panther sequel, Wakanda Forever, moved from July to November. Disney also moved the fifth Indiana Jones movie back nearly a full year. It's now not coming out until June of 2023. And at that point, the Indiana Jones star, Harrison Ford, will be almost 81 years old. Variety says the schedule had to change because of production delays that have had a domino effect on all of its movies. Kanye West is no more. The rapper has officially and legally changed his name to just Ye. As in, a judge approved the new name. And it truly is just Ye, with no middle or last name. Ye was the title of his eighth studio album in 2018, and it's been his Twitter handle for a while now. Kanye West, or I should say Ye, told the judge he's making the change for personal reasons. Deadline reports he said in a past interview that he believes Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. Summer may be over, but it does not mean fun activities at home need to end. KiwiCo can give your child super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered right to your door, no matter their age, 0 to 14 plus. As a parent myself, I know it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged. Well, KiwiCo does the legwork for you. No need to plan and organize yourself. Instead, spend your precious time tackling those projects together. And with each KiwiCo crate I've received, I've been surprised at how high quality the materials are. I can really feel great about giving these items to my child. In fact, I'm planning to gift KiwiCo to my 5-year-old niece as well. For those older kids like her, we're talking about real engineering, science, and art projects that can encourage children to be innovators and creative thinkers. And of course, to have fun along the way. So scare up some fun this Halloween with KiwiCo. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is in honor of that Halloween candy you might be buying this week. How many pounds of candy corn are produced each year? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, how many working farms are there in the United States? The answer is 2 million. That's based on the most recent government survey last year. Though there used to be many more farms. In 1935, government data shows the number of farms was actually 6.8 million. But that number fell sharply in the 70s. Still, farming is one of the oldest jobs around. And today, agriculture still contributes a reported $1 trillion to the U.S. economy. There are 50,000 jobs available in agriculture in the U.S. each year, and the average U.S. farm feeds 166 people each year. The average farmer is 57 and a half years old. All right, thank you so much for tuning into The Newsworthy today and every day, and for sharing the show with friends, family, and coworkers. As always, we'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.